Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Oh, just unpacking my 9-in-1 printer. I can't wait. It's got so many features. Telephone, fax machine, scanner, massage, inkwell, microwave, drawer, scissors, and pants. But not a printer. What? Oh, God. How am I going to... I guess I'll just put these on. In your future, knowledge is a commodity. And spies, agents, and others grapple for. But what knowledge lies under the undergarments in the suitcase?
Like a cafe?
I'll take whatever you've got that's really strong.
The American coffee is strong.
Make it so strong that it's got a sediment in it. Okay. I like the sediment at the bottom. I like to finish my cup, look down, and see a layer of brown. Is that weird?
No, it's what the customer wants, so I'm making it for you now.
If possible, could you just get the grounds and just spoon those into a cup for me?
Yes, let me get a filter and I will just empty the grounds in there and stir them for you. And would you like them moist or...
I'll take them dry.
Dry, okay. So here you go. Sugar or milk or American beer?
In my grounds. American beer in my grounds.
Is that what you would like?
So you're Francois?
Yes.
You said the password.
You said the code perfectly. Still wants these grounds with beer in them?
No, are you kidding me?
That's disgusting,
that's
right?
Hard. I couldn't even swallow that. What are you talking about?
And you must be Kevin.
Kevin 14.
Hello, Kevin 14. I'm Francois the Eagle.
Francois the Eagle. You're nothing like your picture. You changed.
No, my avatar online is of an actual eagle. But I'm not an eagle. I'm just a guy.
It's true. I scanned this cafe for feathers and droppings. Saw none.
No, that's just like I say. When I'm in a chat room or message boards talking about the ultimate, you know?
The ultimate. You brought that up pretty quickly, didn't you?
Yeah, well...
That's why we're here, isn't it?
That is why we're here.
Is this a safe place to talk? There's that guy in the corner in the wheelchair.
Is that guy?
Is he cool? Is he with you?
He's always here. He's the muscle.
He's in a wheelchair.
Well, he's got a muscle, okay?
Okay.
Right up there.
Ah, the muscle.
He's the muscle.
Heard of him.
Muscle, how are you?
Ah!
Okay, see?
Yeah.
He's in control. He is large and in charge over there.
Okay. Look, there's no need to get like that, all right? I'm here because I'm passing some information to you, Francois.
Uh-huh. Kevin 14, and what do you need in return from Francois the Eagle?
Don't play this game. Don't play this game.
This is the game we signed up for, my friend.
Yes, you're right. So this game is all about, isn't it?
One thing for another, the tit for a tat, or a yin for a yang, as the Chinese say.
What about a tit for a yang?
Well, let me check my converter to see what the exchange rate is for one tit to one yang. Hang on. It's a wheel. Turn the dial.
Analog.
Yeah.
Impressive.
Hold it up to the sun.
Huh? Hang on.
I'll be right back. The sun is so terrible in here. I'll be right back.
No. This is awkward. How are you? Okay.
Is he gone?
Yeah, he's gone. You can talk. I can
talk this whole time. It's part of my cover.
Cover?
He works. He's a double agent. I've been listening to your code talk. I know all about what's going on. The suitcase?
Yes, the
You're
suitcase.
After the suitcase.
Of course I'm here. That's all I'm here for.
The other side's after the suitcase, too, and Francois is. Can't you tell from his accent that he's not one of us?
Playing both sides against the middle.
He is. I'm telling you.
Space garbage.
Double agent.
Okay.
So, if you get your hands on that suitcase, not give it to Francois. He's coming back. He's coming.
Ah, okay. So, I've done the calculations. Right. And one tit. Was it a tat you were going to
No,
offer?
I wanted a tit for
you
a yang.
You a tit for a yang.
I've got yangs coming out of my backside. I want to get rid of some of these things. You know how heavy they are?
Yeah, well, you are in luck because one tit is currently equal to 2.67 yangs.
Fantastic. Here's my yangs. Take those tits now.
Well, here they are.
And I'll take that suitcase, Francois.
Yes, this suitcase. About that.
Yeah?
The suitcase is back in my quarters.
That was not the deal, Francois. The deal was you would bring the suitcase to the cafe. I would ask for grounds in a cup with some American beer. You would say if I wanted milk in that or zilk. Then you would hand me the suitcase.
Well, you misunderstand, my friend, for the zilk is back in my apartment, in my refrigerator.
Goddamn.
And we both know that suitcase can only be opened with zilk.
Okay, well, this completely blows my protocols.
Well, protocols are out the window. That is the game we play, is it not? We come up with protocols, but as they say, protocols were made to be broken. I mean, what fun is there to this job unless we break a protocol from now and then,
First rule of space espionage, Francois. You're taking me to school here.
Why don't you step into my human-sized pneumatic tube? We'll go to my quarters.
Only... if he can come.
Oh, the muscle?
The muscle must come.
Huh, well.
Is there room in your human-sized pneumatic tube for a guy in a hover wheelchair?
The pneumatic tube is wheelchair accessible. There's
good.
A secondary tube here.
Good. Got a ramp to get in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, muscle, I just need you, I just roll him up, okay? Good for you, muscle. Did a lot of good work today.
Ah.
Look at you. Look what you did.
Ah.
Look, you fixed that reactor all by yourself.
I fixed it.
Very good, muscle. Okay, inside. And everybody to my quarters.
Oh, that was quick, Francois.
Well, pneumatic tubes, you know what they say. They get you there.
It's true. So this is it, huh? This is your place.
Yes.
Wow. Not what I would have expected at all. Just like you. Francois the Eagle, no feathers, no droppings. I expected more like a nest.
Well, again, you know, it's just it's a name. It's
right.
It's an avatar on the internet. right. that I use. So yeah. it's not really me. This is the me you see.
You know, I had a 360 personality analysis the other day, and one of my things was I'm pretty literally minded.
I see.
But excuse me.
All right. So, which is why you assumed that you would follow protocol
exactly.
in the cafe, right?
Exactly. Well, I know the first rule of protocol is out the window.
Out the window. Soon is what you will be, Kevin 14.
What was that, Francois?
Oh!
That's right, Muscle. We've got him now. Here is the suitcase, but here also is a repulsor ray, which will repulse you away from me, out the window, and down 400 stories to the ground.
Look, Francois, hold on a second before you pull that trigger, all right? Before you pull that trigger, let's broker a deal here.
I'm sorry, whatever deal you bring to the table, I'm afraid Cranio will double the offer.
Cranio? Cranio? So that's who you're working for?
He got to me, Kevin 14, and I'm afraid that this suitcase is going to him. The ultimate will be in Cranio's hands now. Who knows what he will do with it?
Oh!
What's that, Muscle?
Oh,
let me get a little closer.
That's right! I've got him pinned down, Kevin 14.
Thank God. Muscle is working for me.
Really?
Yeah.
I see the plot has thickened once again.
It has.
Thicken this!
Ow! My face!
That's right, Francois.
Ah, you got to punch it right off in a second.
Yeah.
Fact.
He's a real eagle!
I know it.
That's it. Ah, my eye!
Blew away with it.
Go, we gotta race him downstairs as fast as possible to get that briefcase back.
All right, slow down a second. Slow down a second.
No, he's getting away!
Look, if we act rashly, we're gonna lose that briefcase. So, look at, he's over the horizon already. We need a plan. He mentioned Cranio. Let's look around this apartment. There's gonna be something in here that's gonna lead us to Cranio's lair.
All I see is many hat racks with many hats.
Hold on a second. You just said it.
Many?
Hat racks with many hats.
I don't follow.
Okay, hold on a second. Break it down, all right? Come on, Muscle. Aren't you supposed to be the super smart one?
Oh, wait, I get it.
Yeah.
Cranio means head, EO.
Thank you. The hats go on your head. The Cranio is in your head. Look at that. Look at that hat right over there. There's a label on it.
It says Cranio.
It says Cranio. It's Cranio's hat.
Oh, it also says, if found, please return to the Tower of Darkness.
Tower of Darkness.
So if we should go there, I bet that's where the eagle went with the suitcase.
Exactly. The Cranio suitcase. If he gets the ultimate, I don't want to know what's going
to
happen.
Can we use this pneumatic tube to get us to the Tower of Darkness?
Yeah, we're going to have to. We're going to have to override its GPS.
Okay, here we go. All right. Good. All right, there. We're ready to go. Let's go to the tower. Maybe beat him there if we leave right now.
Okay, I'm going to lie on my back. Are you okay with
lying on
top of me?
Yeah, I'll just get back in my wheelchair and get on top of
you. Okay, in the accessible thing. Okay.
Yeah, and then on top of you.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Doesn't that hurt?
Yes, it does.
Okay, let's make this fast.
Hurts profoundly.
All right, we've made it. Let me get this wheelchair up. All right.
Ah, thank you.
Welcome to the Dark Tower.
Francois.
You're back in your disguise, huh?
Why? We know you're an eagle.
I was going to be a girl.
We'll back it up. We'll back it up. All right.
Welcome to the Dark Tower.
It's a girl.
Wow, you're
My name is Felicia Wonderboss.
Wow.
I'm an administrator of this Dark Tower.
You mind for Cranio?
Yes, I work for Cranio, but some say I am not happy.
My name is Kevin 14.
I'm the Muscle.
I see. The Muscle stands for brains, and the 14 must stand for muscles.
Exactly. Say, listen, I'm awfully thirsty. You have anything to drink around here?
Wow, you sure know how to talk to a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's some water.
Thank you.
And for you, Muscle. Tea? Iced tea? Right?
Do you have any beef jerky?
Beef jerky. Yes, I can do that. Bushel of beef jerky.
Oh, great.
Shove it in this blender.
Yes, Kevin, I worry that this girl's Felicia. Is it Felicia?
Felicia Wonderball.
Felicia, that. I worry that this Felicia Wonderball might be tricking us.
Yeah,
she's a beautiful girl. She's working for Cranio.
But you heard what she said. She said she might not be happy here.
Yeah,
we can use that.
There's a chance that she is very happy here.
But about it, right? This could be the thin edge of the wedge that gets us inside the fortification.
Then you work your magic.
All right. Stand back, all right?
Oh, I'm not standing anywhere near this.
All right.
Is your beef jerky smoothie?
Oh, thank you very much. I'll just take this very dry drink over here.
It's quite thick.
Hey, Felicia.
Yes, Kevin?
I could use a shower.
So could I.
You have a sonic shower nearby? You know, the kind that vibrates the dirt off of you?
Mm.
Vibrates the dirt off of you.
Nice!
Yes, it's right over here. Big enough for two.
Size of the nozzle on this thing. Okay. So, do my shirt here. Don't mind me, all right? Just take my shirt off.
I'm not looking.
All right. Get inside this sonic shower.
Just gonna turn it on.
It feels good. Feels really good.
Is it a problem for you how loud it is?
Huh? What was that?
It's very loud.
Guys,
it's...
you want to turn that shower down?
Just listen to my lips.
Are your lips saying? Oh. Wonderballs. Oh.
14.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, Kevin. Take me with you.
Felicia, I want to spend the rest of my life with you. I've got a mission. I need to get that suitcase back before Cranio can figure out how to open it and get the ultimate.
I'll buzz you in.
Can you help me with a little bit more than that?
I'll do what I can.
All right. I'm going to need to give you this transmitter. Keep it somewhere that Cranio can't find it.
Oh, I know just the place. This drawer over here.
Perfect. When you hear me call out, press the button.
Okay.
That's going to set off the explosives in my pants.
Wow. I thought I already set those off.
Nice.
Listen, my pants won't be on me at the time, all right? I'm going to find a way to get my pants off. Again, leave them with Cranio. I'll give you the high sign, which is Wonder Balls away.
Pretty obvious. Pretty obvious high sign.
Well, you know what? We can't. I'm so literally minded. All right?
I guess you can't help it.
I cannot help that.
How am I going to hear you call?
I'll be loud.
He's very literal.
And this is just a button? To set off the explosion?
It's a simple transmitter. It does one function. It's not a Swiss Army knife. It's not a laser gun.
All right, just point us the way we need to go, and we'll get this briefcase back from the Eagle and stop Cranio and whatever his evil plan is.
You know what? By bringing Felicia Wonderballs into this, we brought in an element of the unknown. She could either make this thing go amazingly or completely pooch our plan.
Thought I already did that.
Nice!
You pooched my plan, Ara.
Ah!
Guys, this is so sexy. I don't know what.
Kevin, we have to go.
All right. We gotta go. Felicia, remember what I said. When you hear Wonder Balls away, go to the drawer. Take out the transmitter.
She knows the plan, Kevin.
I'm literally minded.
And I'll just be here on the ground floor listening to you from up top the dark tower?
It'll be really loud.
He'll holler down the spiral staircase. There's no way you're not gonna hear it. It's acoustically perfect.
Got it.
Okay. I love you.
Whoa, what?
I know. I do.
That's a little forward. I don't know if I'm ready to... You know what? Maybe you should just come.
I may have stepped across.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so lonely.
Come on, let's just go.
All right. Let's go.
All right.
Wow, why a spiral staircase like this?
Probably to really discourage people from traveling up these stairs to stop his plans.
Seriously, it's going to be like 900 steps here.
Oh, man, there's at least 917.
That's Cranio's number, isn't it? 917. 9 plus 1 plus 7.
17.
7 plus 1. 8. 8.
Infinity turned on its side.
Of course. Cranio's written all over this thing. Up we go. I should work out.
Really missing that wheelchair. Yeah. You could have been pushing me this whole time.
You could have been hovering up these stairs.
Right?
Good God.
All right, we're here.
The size of that door.
Oh, it's gotta be a 15 by 15 door.
Why square like that?
15 plus 15, 30.
30, 3 plus 0.
3. Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
God. Cranio written all over it.
Excellent work, Kevin 14.
Cranio.
Yes. Muscle, come on in.
What? Don't Muscle. This was... You brought... You were working for Cranio?
No, I've just met him before.
Oh.
Hey, Muscle.
Hey, what's up, Cranio?
Not too much. Just hanging out at the top of the Dark Tower, you know.
I see the eagles here with your briefcase.
Welcome to the game, Kevin 14.
The game. That's what you call this? That's what you think of this as a game?
The game never ends for Francois the Eagle.
Eagle, just please be quiet. Okay, I'm just so into the game. Well, it's business for some of us. The Cranio. Suitcase, please. Is it a briefcase? Someone give me the case. What are we? Is it a briefcase or a suitcase?
What's valise?
A valise. Let's say this is a valise of Cranio. It's yours. So here you go.
And now, who has the ultimate, Kevin 14? Me.
You've got the valise, Cranio, but you don't know how to open it. Not yet. I've got the key, but how are you going to get that, huh?
The same way I get everything. Vicious torture. Henchmen!
We got you now, Kevin 14.
Right, first, we're going to work on your abdomen.
Dana, actually, you know what? We don't have to. He's got a pretty nice abdomen.
Hey, look at this guy.
This guy's ripped.
Wow.
Holy crap.
Hey, he probably kicked the crap out of us.
Oh, hey, maybe we better get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Cranio.
Fuck. Wow, Kevin 14.
Those, you know, that gym membership paid off, all right? In spades, Cranio.
Kevin, I have an idea.
Go, Muscle.
Cranio!
Yeah?
You may have your valise, but do you have what was inside it? This whole time you've been after the case, never once checking to see if it's actually containing the thing you're looking for.
What are you talking about?
I'm saying Francois removed the item from the case.
Is this true, Eagle?
He's been tricking you this whole time, Cranio. He's a double agent.
That is not true, Cranio. I would never do such a thing to you. I'm just,
He tricked us, Cranio. There's no reason he wouldn't trick you.
It's true.
Eagle out!
He's gone. But he left something behind.
Dropping.
Gross.
Yeah. Right on my hand.
Look at that. That, Cranio, is the ultimate.
This?
Well, he ate what was inside your case, and exactly. That's what's left.
That's the key. Look inside of it. It's like a galaxy in your palm.
This? Secrets? Power? In the palm of my hand?
Look deeper into it.
Let me just put a hand right up to my face.
Oh, run! Get the case! Let's
okay,
go!
It's okay, got it!
Run, go!
Hold on! Stop! I gotta take my pants off. I've gotta give Felicia the...
Give me the case! Throw your pants!
Wait a second. What's this about? Whoa, Kevin 14, you misunderstand.
Run now, call for help.
Wonder balls away. I said wonder balls away.
Something.
Boy, wonder balls away.
I don't know. Let me just walk up the stairs a little.
Wonder balls away.
I don't know. That could be it.
Felicia, push the button.
Okay, that is not a code. That's just...
Felicia, push the button!
Push the button, Felicia!
You know, I am just an administrator! You know what? I'm just gonna do this. Walk down the stairs. God, these heels. Ah, where's the drawer that I put this in? Should have just put it...
Wonder Balls away!
Okay, that was Wonder Balls away. Okay. Well, here goes nothing!
Cranio!
On that guy.
We did it.
We did do it. But we lost the ultimate.
Did we?
Didn't we?
It was in this case the whole time. It was all a ruse to get him to look at his hand with poop in it.
Nice job, Muscle.
Hey, man. That's why they call me Muscle.
Oh, not too bad, eh, gentlemen?
Nice work, Francois.
Francois, good job. High five on the wing, buddy.
Yeah, hey, it's my claw.
Ouch. Ah, talon in the... Ow. Francois, we couldn't have done this without you.
I don't think we could have done it without Felicia Wonderballs.
Couldn't have done it without you, Muscle.
That's not true. You probably could have done it without me.
Probably, yeah. Maybe you didn't do much.
Nope, but I will do this. I'm going to open this case. And look what's inside.
Oh my gosh. Look at that thing.
Frisbee.
It's an ultimate frisbee.
Ultimate frisbee.
Oh, you guys want to play?
I used to do it all the time.
Back in college.
I'm not that good, but I can learn.
What about you, Felicia?
Well, ultimate frisbee? I'm more of a Wonder Balls girl, but...
Say that again.
Nice!
Muscle, take a powder. Oh. Felicia and I are going to attempt re-entry.
Sounds like you're breaking protocol.
First rule. Everybody into the sonic shower!
The Suitcase of Cranio, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Francois the Eagle, Felicia, and Cranio, Lee Smart as Kevin 14 and a henchman, and Nug Nargang as The Muscle and another henchman. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. You can listen to Illusionoid, and now you can wear Illusionoid. Get an Illusionoid t-shirt in black or green at TeePublic. That's right, the official t-shirt of the doomed future is available today. Visit TeePublic.com and search for Illusionoid, or follow the link on our Facebook page. You can follow Illusionoid on both Twitter and Instagram at IllusionoidPod. One great name and two great places to follow and share our show. Illusionoid is brought to you by Antica Productions. Check out all the other podcasts on the Antica Network, such as Pick a Number with Adam Groh and Issue Zero with Fred Kennedy. And follow them both on Twitter at Pick a Number Pod and at Issue Zero Pod. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Tweet it to us at IllusionoidPod or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a 5-star review, as higher ratings help more people find out about us. Use Professor Carstairs' name in your review to show that you actually heard this message. Tell your friends, tell the world, and help save the future by sharing our show. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.